The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about what is happening in Gaza. You might have seen yesterday one of the headlines was that on foot of this assault, this fresh assault in Gaza City, Benjamin Netanyahu had called up about 60,000, I think was the figure, 60,000 Israeli reservists. But more and more people in Israel, more and more of those reservists, potential reservists, are refusing to serve. One of those is with me now, Shahar Scherf. She is an active member and an administrator with the anti-war organization Soldiers for Hostages and a former Israeli soldier, but she says she will not be a future Israeli soldier. Shahar, you're very welcome to the show and thank you for speaking to us. Why have you and others refused the call up to the military?
There's a lot of reasons to refuse to this war right now, whether it is the hostages or the situation in Gaza or just the fact that there is no purpose for the war. The purpose that our government says they're doing it, it's not what they're doing in the surface. The only thing that will stop the war and will bring us back the hostages is to refuse right now.
And was it a difficult decision to refuse?
It is. It's always a difficult decision because almost everyone in our country serves, and there's a lot of pressure to do it. But it's very important right now to stick together, and that's why we have this Soldiers for Hostages, to show that we are not alone. There's a lot of people that refuse to this war and refuse to do time in Gaza and be part of something good for our country.
And what was the reaction, Shahar, from people when you told them that you were going to refuse? What did people say?
For me, it was very easy because I served an entire year as a reserve soldier after 3 years as a regular soldier. But for other people, it wasn't the case, and they even got to serve time in prison, in military prison, for their choice.
And did your family support your decision?
Yes. They said I did enough, and they also don't support what Benjamin Netanyahu and his government doing right now, and everyone just try to do what they think is right to make it stop.
And what's the attitude of the establishment in Israel to people like yourself, Shahar, people who refuse to serve? What do the newspapers, what do politicians say about you?
The press and the government try to make it sound like there's not a lot of people that do it, but there's a growing number of people who refuse to go to the war, who refuse to go to the serve in the army. And some people don't agree. Some people think it's not something to do during the war, and don't bring politics to the army. But the army is a army and politics are combined and something you can't fall apart. So honestly, who cares what people think? Just everyone should do what they think is right.
What are ordinary Israeli citizens told about what is happening in Gaza? What's reported in the media?
The Israeli media doesn't show a lot of what happens in Gaza right now. So it really depends on the person itself, if he goes online to see, if he reads other newspaper, international newspaper, or see on social media. And that's why people are so ignorant about what's happening right now and what people really don't know what to think, because you don't see it on the news, at least not as much as in other countries.
So when you then tell people, you know, who are just reading Israeli newspapers or watching the television news or listening to the radio in Israel, when you tell them, listen, I'm not serving
in the IDF in Gaza because of what's happening there. Are some of them surprised?
Very much so, yes. Because if you try to explain yourself and say there's starvation in Gaza and people and children, the babies are dying, all they say is propaganda of Hamas and it's not really happening, or it's war and innocent people will die. And they don't understand the amount of people and the amount of suffering because they don't see it.
And as more and more of those images are shared, and they're shared here in mainstream media, but maybe in Israel shared on social media more than mainstream media, do you think that the numbers of people will continue to increase? The number of people like yourself who are not going to serve?
Yes, there are. Exposure to those images are very, very important. That's why there's a lot of pressure on the press to show those images. But every time they do show the images, they're just saying, BBC said that, and that is anti-Semitic, or Hamas got the world convinced there is hunger, or something like that, and they changed the narrative. That's why I really want to say, as a Jew and as an Israeli, that telling what our government do is wrong isn't anti-Semitic. It's just basic humanity. Everybody should do.
Why do you think Benjamin Netanyahu is so quick to call people anti-Semitic who criticize the IDF and who criticize his government?
Well, it's very easy when. You just dismiss the entire case of people that say the things different from you and call them anti-Semitic. You combine the future of Jewish people and Israeli people together. People that do care about human rights, they don't want to harm Jews and make them silent. They try to silence their voices.
The images are the issue that gets a lot of attention here, or has gotten a lot of attention in recent weeks and months, are the food stations, the aid stations run by this, you know, humanitarian foundation. And what's reported here is the deliberate targeting of civilians at those aid stations by the IDF, by snipers, by artillery fire. Does that get any attention in Israel? Are people aware of that? Do people talk about it?
It depends when you say people who do refer to, because yesterday there was a protest near the hotel of the, I think ECO or something, of the so-called humanitarian American aid. People do care, but yesterday at the protest they got someone throw egg at them. It's very conversational here, because if you do hear about it, you just said no, it's Hamas did it, Hamas shot them, or it didn't happen. But some people still care, and some people read, and people who read do care because we have hearts.
And when Shahar, did you begin to feel uneasy about what was happening in Gaza? Was it immediate? Was it as soon as the kind of ground invasion happened? Was it as soon as the aerial bombardment happened? Was it when we saw images of starving children? When over the last 2 years did you start to think yourself, oh my, like this is not right?
Since the beginning, I thought it wasn't right, since like October 8th or something. But I didn't serve as a combat soldier. I didn't serve in Gaza. I was in the intelligence force. So I thought I helped my country and I helped hostages or make sure everybody's safe until I realized that everyone who takes part in the military right now is part of this war crimes and take part a big part, bigger than you think, of the genocide that's happened right now.
And do you think that Benjamin Netanyahu and his government want to get the hostages back?
I think they do, but I think they want other stuff more.
What are the other stuff?
I think Bibi wants to stay in power and stay as prime minister. And Smotrich wants to go back to and live in Gaza. And some of them just want to kill more Palestinians. But I think in their way, in their mind, they think it's better for Israel or better or will bring back the hostages. Some of the hostages' families still think that military pressure will bring back the hostages. Most of them don't, but some do.
And what do you think is going to happen, Shahar? I know that's a very difficult question, but you know, more and more countries now are being openly critical of Israel. I know Australia yesterday recognised Palestine, and Benjamin Netanyahu was very critical of that. But Britain and France as well, who would have been very staunch allies, very, very critical of what's happening. You've got people like yourself kind of taking a very courageous stand. You've got the protest you mentioned that happened yesterday. So, you know, on the one hand, it feels like there's more and more pressure. And then at the same time, you have, you know, Smotrich, the finance minister, coming out yesterday saying, this is it. You know, we're wiping the idea of Palestine off the map. It's gone for good. You know, we're splitting the West Bank up into two and we're going to wipe out the Gaza Strip. What do you think happens next?
I think that Israel started after the Holocaust because people realized Jews were safe and people realized they need their own country. And I think that's what will happen after the war will end, after people will realize the suffer and the amount of the casualties and murder people, Palestinian people, and they will get their recognition just like we did. Sure. I think there will be a Palestinian state. And Smotrich can't do anything about it.
Shahar, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Sure, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.